Welcome to the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney.
And I'm Tony O'Rourke, and I've been teaching Jerry here to play Irish tunes on the guitar. And I hope you, the listeners, are also finding the lessons useful. This tune is a 16-bar reel, normally played in the key of G. Now, my arrangement is played in an open D tuning, so to play in the key of G, you'll need to capo up to the 5th fret. I can't remember where I first heard this tune, but the Galway band Shaskeen play it on their Atlantic Breeze album. Shaskeen is led by Tom Cousin from Clarenbridge in County Galway, who's a great banjo player and also makes the superb Clarine range of banjos. Over the years, I've picked up an enormous amount of music from Shaskeen's recordings, and there's about 14 albums of theirs floating about. I don't know whether all of them are readily available, but if you ever see anything with the name Shaskeen on it, just grab it. They've got wonderful music. Open D tuning is D A D F sharp A D from the lowest pitch string to the highest. One thing you'll notice in open D when playing a tune in D is that there are a far higher proportion of notes that occur on open strings. Now, I did a bit of research onto this tune, and to be a bit statistical about it, this arrangement contains 88 notes, excluding any ornamentation. Now, of those 88 notes, no less than 54 notes occur on an open string, and yet the tune doesn't appear to be any easier to play than some of the other reels that we've studied. This is because that whilst the left hand fingering might be considered a bit easier, the right hand picking is no easier than normal. It's also important to note that with such a large amount of notes on open strings, there is a lot of room for overtones to come into play. So let those open strings ring on. It creates a unique guitar sound. I've also included some chord grids for open D, and I've given you a number of different inversions or voicings for some chords. Note that the first inversion of a D chord can be played merely by playing all six open strings. Incidentally, I also find open D a very useful tuning when I'm singing some of the more interesting songs from the Irish tradition, or indeed the folk tradition in general. Well, I think it's fair to say that I don't have a great voice for singing, and I need all the help that I can get, and this tuning sometimes makes my singing sound a little bit better than what it really is. I'm one of those strange breed of characters that accompanies my guitar with my voice rather than the other way around. Also note that this tuning is different, slightly different, but different nonetheless to the more common dadgad. My background early on in my career included playing a bit of slide guitar, which incorporated the open D rather than the dadgad tuning.
Okay, so let's have a listen to the tune, Tony, first at a slow pace and then, as usual, at the normal pace.
Okay, and also a reminder that the booklet accompanying this series of 18 lessons is available for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com. And we'll see you all next week.
Bye for now. Thank you.
Now, for this final version of the tune, I've left the melody in the open D tuning, capoed on the 5th fret, but for the accompaniment, I've retuned my guitar to the standard tuning, that is EAD, GBE, and I accompany the tune in the key of G, of course, without any capo.
Thank you.